AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire in the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 266 and the nays are 150. The motion is adopted without objection. A motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
President Trump is expected to quickly sign the measure to fund government operations through February 8th. The bill's passage sets the stage for hundreds of thousands of federal workers to be back on the job tomorrow. AP correspondent Zeke Miller reports there is a chance another showdown could happen in just 3 weeks, given whether there is any progress on legislation to protect the Dreamers from deportation.
It's certainly possible, but that would be breaching their agreement with Mitch McConnell, the assurances that they got from him here. That said, the Democrats are facing a lot of pressure from their base right now for seemingly not getting what they wanted out of this shutdown. And that could be, if the drumbeat there picks up, we could see Democrats coming back once again from an aggressive standpoint, setting up another crisis point February 8th.
USA Gymnastics announces the resignation of three key leaders days after former gold medalists Allie Reisman and Jordan Weber said in court a former sports doctor Nasser had sexually assaulted them. CEO Steve Penny was forced out last year. More testimony was heard from victims at Nasser's sentencing in Michigan.
It took too long to get to this place where you will finally have to suffer those consequences. Alone and afraid. But that, to me, is still a great victory.
People are missing after a fiery explosion ripped through an Oklahoma gas drilling rig.
17 came out. Okay. Still 5 unaccounted for.
That's Sheriff Chris Morris. He says emergency crews were pulled away after another explosion at the site. They're allowing the fire to burn itself out. 15-year-old student in Texas wounded in a shooting at her high school cafeteria. A 16-year-old boy is in custody. This is AP Radio News. Amazon opens its first Go store in Seattle. Ed Donahue explains.
Go store has items that you would see in a convenience store. Milk, bread, potato chips, but no cashiers, no lines, no registers. Peter Gray stopped by on day one.
It was a concept that I thought that they would struggle with, but it was way easier than expected.
Customers just scan their smartphone with the Amazon Go app at a turnstile, pick up what they bought, and leave. Lisa Doyle is not used to this.
It's just such a weird experience because you feel like you're stealing when you go out the door without, I was sort of like, okay, see ya.
Amazon says there'll be employees there to make food, stock shelves, and help customers. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump approves tariffs on imported solar energy components and large washing machines in a bid to help U.S. manufacturers. Administration says the decision is part of Trump's pledge to put American companies and jobs first. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.